Episodes of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I'm your host, Rachel C. Come joining me in the studio tonight, all the way from Italy, are the BBC. We're going to kick things off with a little something tonight. I'm going to throw it back because I just feel like it. Here's a little bit of Iggy and the Stooges. I want to be your dog. Right, here we are. Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn and Here Now with Rachel C. I'm your host, Rachel C. Joining me in the studio are the BBC. Yes, so excited to have you guys here. This show celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. And on that note, I like to tell you about things to go out and see and do because I want you to go out and do stuff. Coming up this Saturday, I've got your Saturday planned out for you. Former guest Sal Cataldi is doing his Spaghetti Easter music at the Red Brick Tavern, 388 Main Street in Rosendale, New York, at 1:30 in the afternoon. Sal is confirmed to be back on the program next month on August 16th, I believe. Also this Saturday at QED, former guest Rob Paravonian he's back with the Odd Rock Comedy Hour. He's got all sorts of funny stuff lined up. You never know, he might go into that Pachelbel rant or sing a song about an $8 cupcake or that Ode to the G Train that I always get such a kick out of. Also, just want to... Oh, wait. Yes, here it is. Ooh, found it. This is a big one, you guys. Next week at Arlene's Grocery on Tuesday the 31st, Love Honey is having their EP release show at Arlene's Grocery. That's over at 95 Stanton Street on the Lower East Side. Ticket price is $10. You can get We have a ticket URL, radiofreebrooklyn.org/lovehoney. We invite you to join us in celebrating the release of their new EP, Dig This, over at Arlene's. This is a band whose sound was described by Classic Rock magazine as if the Jimi Hendrix experience was fronted by a woman and tuned into the Black Keys era. You don't want to miss these guys. I had them on my show like 2 years ago, and they blew my mind, and they just continue to blow my mind every time they release something new. Dig This, the new album, is available for pre-sale on July 24th, the official release on July 27th. The opening acts include Gabe Marizalde and Bad Citizen. All right, you guys. So, welcome to the studio. Welcome to New York, guys. Or welcome back to New York. Okay, do you want to introduce yourselves to everybody?
Right, we are the BBC. We come from Italy. We're touring America this 3 weeks. This is like the sixth day, so pretty excited. And I'm Damiano. I'm the singer and the guitarist. We have here Giacomo, who play the bass, and Andrea, who play the drums.
Okay, so you've been here. Oh man, you must be either exhausted or really amped up if you're in day six and you're in New York already.
Pretty exhausted, yeah.
New York, Brooklyn will do that to you. Where have you guys toured so far? Where have you played so far?
We toured basically Central Europe, like France, Germany, Holland, Switzerland, and then also England. And yeah, this is the first American tour.
Wow. So is this your first stop in the United States, or have you
been anywhere else? Never been here before. Okay. Never, not even like a tourist.
Wow. So you interesting way to, you know, it's a good excuse to like see parts of the world. Hey, I'll just book a bunch of shows and tour. I have to lug my gear with me. which is, you know, that's in a whole other story, but so your sound, I've been listening to it and checking it out. It's you're kind of described as psych rock, which you are, but there's a certain something, there's a melodic element to it that's really interesting. And a lot of the songs, it's a well-rounded album. Like I've noticed a couple of themes too. Like, you know, certain things are more driving and hard, things are a little more mellow, but there's been this theme a little bit. It's a really interesting song titles. And the song titles are all in English too. I don't know if it's just that Bandcamp kind of translated that for me. where did the ideas for some of the songwriting come from?
I don't know. We actually jam in the rehearsal room, and then every time something came up. So and then I can't tell you how our songs. It's created, really.
Mm-hmm. So, you're touring in support of some new music. Do you want to tell us about the new stuff you have out right now?
Yeah, we have the tour is for our new album, Sonic Boomerang. It came out in November, but it's the new album, the last album we made.
Right. Which is available, I know, on Bandcamp because I've been seeing things there. Where else can someone find your music if they wanted to listen?
If they want to listen, they can listen to Spotify and
everywhere.
Pretty much everywhere, yeah.
Anywhere where you would stream music, that's where you can find you guys. Cool. Yeah. Let's get to know you guys a little bit. How did this all come together? How did you guys start playing together? How did this all kind of happen?
Well, we all come from the same town. It's like this is called Castelgofredo, and it's like 1,200 people. So
12,000.
So yeah, sorry.
So it's a sort of a smaller town, like.
Yeah. Just a smaller town between two counties. So yeah, we pretty know each other like from ever.
Okay, so it's a small enough town that most people will encounter each other. Yeah. It's not like, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, so it's like you can live a few blocks away.
Everyone
from
knows everyone.
Yeah, we kind of all do. In a neighborhood, people will get to know each other, but you can be in from two people from Brooklyn and never cross paths. Yeah. It's not like it's very different. What kind of music were you listening to that inspired, like what were you seeing and doing that was inspiring the kind of sounds and textures of the music?
Yes. Well, there are lots of bands. The most inspiring we've already played with them. like the OCs and Black Lips, you know, all those classic things.
Yeah, the OCs are faves of mine.
And yeah, but we actually come from different things, you know. We started playing like early 60 music, like classical, like the Beatles, the Stones, and the Kings, the Who, and then just only after we find out bands like the Black Lips or the Rear Garage Punk, like the Nuggets, and all stuff like that.
Is it being from like the small town in Italy, a smallish town in Italy? Are those bands? Is this sort of psych rock? As sort of the label that's kind of like you guys have been falling under? Is that something that's popular there, or is it sort of a unique thing that's a little less mainstream there?
No, like I mean, we're pretty unique in Italy in general. Not even in our city, in our town. I mean, there are not a lot of bands who play this kind of music. You know?
Do you think that kind of helps you guys to find each other? Like you're all listening and like liking that kind of music?
Yeah, kind of. You know, it all came very randomly. We didn't decide what to do.
Yeah. It's psych rock is something that it's everywhere, but it's not the most mainstream thing. I mean, I just went to something called Levitation. It's a psychedelic. There are psychedelic music festivals. Austin's a big capital of that. The Black, you know, what we're listening to right now is the Black Angels, and they kind of one of the most successful like sickly strike psych rock bands. And it's great with it. One great thing that they've done is put on this music festival, and they're kind of expanding on what's psychedelic and things like that. So you guys came prepared with some instruments. You want to play a little something for us?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
That's the show. Everyone comes on and makes art on the radio. What's the name of the song you're going to be doing?
I Shouted.
This is I Shouted from BBC on Here and Now.
Sound check. Is it too loud?
No, that's good. I used to have a sound check on this show, not anymore. This is it live.
I try to ask you, please forgive me. I want a horse you never gave me. That sounds like a favor, really needed. I'm tired of all this, and I'm getting really pissed off. I'm tired of all this, and I'm getting really pissed off.
We are really thirsty.
Thank you guys. Wow, that was great.
Great.
It was fun. No, it's, you know, sometimes when you strip things down, the songs take on a new life. I'm really digging it. You're here on an American tour. So I've got your dates lined up here. You are playing tomorrow night in Brooklyn at Elsewhere in Zone 1, to be very specific. Zone Elsewhere it takes up a large part of a block. Mm-hmm. So they just, I guess it's kind of a interesting way of saying, you know, you go to the left and not the right. Zone 1, Zone 2, and Zone 3. It's your New York City debut with Jane Church and Hannah. Then you're off to Philadelphia at also
Power Tower.
Tower
Power.
And then you're at the Capitol Ale House in Richmond on the 22nd. Be nice, Virginia. You're coming. And then you're over you're Atlanta and then on to Memphis, which is, I think you guys are going to really enjoy. It's just like the music capital.
Also Atlanta.
And also Atlanta after that. You're covering a lot of ground very quickly. Oh, man, what is this like for you so far? Because it's like you're like traveling at least 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's being nice. Like, you know, for like New York to Philly is going to be like 2 hours, you know. But elsewhere, what's this been like for you so far? Just kind of traveling around.
You know, we're gone in Vermont. It was like 7 hours drive. But actually, it's not really that problem. I mean, we already had a big transfer like that. Also in Europe, like doing from one side to the other of the France.
Right.
Although, 10 hours or 12.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like it's a new thing, although you are doing this in the summer in the northeastern United States, so it can get really oppressively hot and gross. And it's, you know, we're not necessarily set up very well with some of our highways. Europe's got that on us. Or Europe's got a lot of things on us lately. What has it been like so far? I ask this of all my guests who I know have, you know, toured, like played here or in this country versus other parts of the world. How would you compare it so far, the United States to Europe, or like maybe some smaller towns to some larger city venues?
Maybe it's too soon now.
Yeah.
Because we had just a couple of gigs.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
anything stood out so far like, wow, I've never seen that before, or...
I don't know.
I should ask you that question in a week, probably.
Yeah, probably.
is there any place in particular really, really looking forward to, not just playing, but like seeing? Hopefully you guys get a little chance to see some of the places you're actually playing and stuff.
Yeah, New York, we are now. And then, LA, San Francisco, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
But also pretty much all the city we're going to do, you know, just it's just incredible. You can't believe it because we played in so many shitty places, and now we're going to play in Atlanta. So sounds good.
Yeah, and you're playing it Elsewhere tomorrow, which is a really nice big venue. It's not one of the small. Not that playing it, like you said, some of the shittier places can build a lot of character. You get to learn to improvise a lot, I'm sure. You know, kind of having to like st- step over things and set a lot of do-it-yourself kind of stuff happening. But you it sounds like you've got like a really like cool couple of weeks up ahead of you. Can you tell me a little bit about the latest album? How is it different from like prior things you've done? How is it? What's different about like the newest material?
This one is more live oriented, so it's less poppy than the other, but still got some great melodies, according to me.
Yeah.
And more psych. We were looking for a different sound respects compared to the other. Like the other was this one is more. How do you say
I can't even say it either. Homogenous, or like it seems like it's a little bit more adventrous.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
what you're
yeah.
doing. Adventurous being like you're kind of playing with the music a little bit more and having fun with the different sounds and the tech.
We experimented a little bit more.
Yeah, it's definitely got that. You can hear that in there without having heard everything, the whole catalog of music. I'm like, they're kind of playing around song to song here and kind of having some fun with it, which is always
gets
very...
a longer instrumental part compared to the other album.
Right, right. How long, a little bit more backstory on you guys, how long have you been playing together? I know it's been a little while. How long have you been together as a band?
It's like 8 years.
8 years, 8 years. So the name BBC, is that a play on the BBC at all? Or is it, inspired that name?
Many things, actually. At first, it was easy to remember because you reminded to the British broadcast.
Right.
And then we also found out that on searching on Google that... we got different meanings like loser, drop nut. So we said, all right.
Yeah.
So it's good to us, really, because it's something that we call ourselves.
Yeah, it's something that like stands out and it doesn't confuse people in a Google search, because I've heard other bands talk about how they would Google their name and it was the name of like a lawnmower company. Something where a company with a business that was promoting with ads on Google would come up like, no one can find us in the middle of,
if you just heard the name of the radio, like you can know that it's written like that. So that's the main point. But it's easy to remember if you've seen it on a poster or written somewhere.
Right. So on that note, do you want to play a little bit more? And then maybe we'll get into a little music break and I have some of your stuff lined up too.
All right.
What are we going to
do? We're going to... this is an Italian song from the 60s. It's called Piangi con me. It means Cry with Me. And the band is called The Rocks.
Yeah, but it's also the English version, Pray for Today.
Okay.
Is awesome. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn with my guest, the BBC. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast or you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, it's awesome. Tune in on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We're gonna take a little music break here, but we're gonna kick things off with something from the BBC. It's the one that's called This Dog Is King.
Of the losers.
The title alone drew me in, but the songs have really, it's so interesting. It's like the titles are like, I'm just like, where did this come from? This is awesome. But it's a really good tune. So we're going to kick that off, followed by some more psych rock from other friends. Let's see if you can name them.
Thank you.
then we're back. You just heard something by our guest, the BBC. Then we heard Revolution, followed by Tough Sunshine. You're listening here now with Rachel C. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast or just want to hear the whole thing over again, you know you want to. It'll be rebroadcasting again this Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern. The show will be available for your downloading pleasure from Podomatic late next week. Thank you guys for joining me. We've been talking about how you guys are here on tour supporting the new album called Sonic Boom. You've been together playing, the three of you together, for 8 years, but only since 2015. We just talked during the break, 2015, where you kind of came together as the unit that you are now. Yeah. Like, what besides maybe some change, but you also were starting to say how, coming from this small-ish town in Italy, that it kind of, you find it challenging to do this kind of music, or was it just harder to grow, or like, how do you think, like, it's influenced you, and like how the direction the band's going, coming from where you're coming from? And
I mean coming from a very small place, you are really isolated, so you're not very close to the trend of the moment. Like, in a big city, there could be like Milan
but
Rome.
Are you guys still there, or you're still there? So how are you finding it, staying connected to what's happening? And
yeah, the lucky, you have the internet, so
internet and tours.
Internet tours, right. I mean, you don't need to be exposed to the thing. So really, to be in a big center like maybe it used to be some 20 years ago, you know.
Yeah, the internet does kind of change things, because it'll connect you to, and even just like, this is an internet radio station, and they can listen to that, anywhere you have internet, you can pick up what we're doing right now.
Yeah,
so somebody in, say, Ireland could listen to the show in Brooklyn and learn about the band from Italy. So, it's
amazing.
Which is actually the really cool thing about, that's one of the upsides of the internet and how free and open it is. What are some things you guys would like to see happen for the band, for the BBC in the future?
Like touring Japan.
More to Japan, the East.
Being in Japan.
I don't know. Yeah, being in Japan.
Japan. Next year is the Japanese tour.
Oh, man. We wish. No, man, just doing more tours in America, doing big festivals, all these sort of things.
I think you guys should check out the Levitation Festival, which is international. There's one in France, there's one in Canada, there's one in United States down in Austin.
Yeah, maybe there is one chance we could play in the French one, but still not sure. Now that I said it, you won't realize it.
Or you think the other way. So then you'll wind up at one of the, you'll wind up in Vancouver. It'll be fun. Because Canada's still sane. Like the United States. But the other thing I wanted to ask you guys about, so in terms of the language that you guys are writing and singing in, because it's not like there are lyrics in English, and like, how do you decide like what language you're writing in, or like how does that happen?
No, you know, we just listen to English music like for all the life, so that's what we like, that's what we wanted to write. I mean,
so it just sort of felt right, or sort of made sense to write in the language you were listening to.
I mean, never really liked. I never even tried to write in Italian, so there's something I don't want to do. I don't like it.
Then don't do it. On that note, do you want to play some more for us here?
Yeah. We got a song, it's called The Garage Run.
The Garage Run, yes, I heard
from the first album.
It's a good one.
Yeah. No, I didn't like it.
Well,
we're okay, man.
Thank you guys for coming in and doing all this. So once again, you're at Elsewhere tomorrow night in Zone 1, because it's Elsewhere. It's not stages, it's zones. And then tomorrow night you're in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And then by Saturday, so then after that Saturday night is Richmond, Virginia. Then
That was Sunday.
Or that was Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday to tomorrow.
No. Friday.
Okay.
Friday Elsewhere.
Friday Elsewhere.
Saturday.
Saturday, Virginia.
Yeah. No, Saturday, Philadelphia.
They're on Facebook.
Sunday, Richmond.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So, okay, so since we're already, clearly you guys have been on tour for that long, and it's been a long, hot day for me. We're all getting like a little brain. If someone wanted to follow up and keep track of what your band is up to, what's the best place to do it?
Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah. Facebook and Instagram. And, of course, the BVC is spelled BEESEA, three words. That's how it's done. And I think it's at BBC Band on Instagram.
BBC.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, but I do.
BBC on Facebook and BBC Band on Instagram.
On Instagram. Remember, it's CSEA. We're spelling it out all together. So, you guys, other things that you would like to do. So, you guys have like been making music together for so many years, and thank you for doing it because it's really fun stuff. Japan, what is there anything else that is on the horizon for you that is coming up that you want to talk about? Like, I mean, you've got a really long tour. You're here for a couple of weeks. What are you hoping some things that'll happen? Like
this tour?
Yeah.
I don't know. We got great expectation for the Picketon Festival in Portland.
Okay.
That's the biggest venue place we will ever play. We ever played, or we will play. How do you say it?
You're going to play?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be great. And a lot of things to say.
And we want to sell a lot of merch.
Merch. Like, support merch.
Because we don't have enough space on the leggings. Or think of the merch back.
you have to unload the merch. Yeah, if people, as you know, because I've worked in merch before, and you know, people consume music differently now. The way, if you want to support bands, buy their music. Don't just stream it. Buy it, and buy the CD or the vinyl from the band if they have it with them, and buy merch. Buy the T-shirt. Buy the thing, because that's actually feeding the band more than you realize it is. And also, Bandcamp is a great place to download your music. Talking to musicians all the time, that is the site that gives you like the biggest cut compared to even iTunes or other places. If you prefer other places, fine. Consider downloading MP3s rather than just streaming. You know, if you want to support artists, you can do that. And check out BBC. BEESEA, like two insects, the bugs over the ocean. Just think of that. That's you guys on Facebook and on Instagram with all the tour dates that we can barely keep straight in our heads right now. I know you're here. You started up north. You're heading south, and you're going
on the west
from here, which sounds really exciting. Anything else you want to mention before we start to wrap things up for the night? Other than I really appreciate you guys coming here and making our radio station and the show a stop on the tour. And I know you guys had a little trouble getting here, but everybody does have trouble getting anywhere lately in New York. That's the one thing about New York lately. You can't get anywhere. Anything else you want to mention?
Come to Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Go to Elsewhere. Sure. Guys, go show up. No, it's going to be a great show. It's a good lineup. And Philly friends, go check out the show in Philly tomorrow. That looks like really interesting also. You've got an interesting lineup over there. And Philly's a fun town. It's kind of like a tinier version of New York. The buildings aren't quite as high. The streets are a little more narrow, and everyone is really, really nice in Philly. Okay. It's a big city where people are nice. On that note, we're going to end things tonight with a little something from this band that I've been digging, Los Hotpants. Thank you all for listening. Rebroadcast at 9 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. Stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney. Have a good night, y'all.